Hello, strong, feisty women. Some of you may recognize my voice. I'm Celine Yeager, host of the Hit Play Not Pause podcast. Throughout my career as a professional health and fitness writer and now a podcaster, I hear countless questions from women who are trying to understand how their ever-changing hormones impact their sports performance. So we decided to serve up some answers in a brand new series called Hormonal that we will be releasing on the Feisty Women's Performance Podcast feed. Throughout this four-part series, reproductive endocrinologist Dr. Carla DiGirolamo and I will be tackling topics like periods, the pill, pregnancy, and conditions like PCOS, all from the perspective of sports performance. If you aren't already, follow the Feisty Women's Performance Podcast and stay tuned for our first episode releasing on April 15th. Also, have questions you want answered? Send us a voice note at speakpipe.com/hormonal and we'll get it answered on the show.
You're listening to If We Were Writing, a feisty triathlon-ish podcast. I'm Kelly O'Mara, and together with Sarah True, we head up a weekly group ride where we dish on all triathlon news and everything else-ish we want to talk about. We're joined regularly by Khadijah Diggs and Jocelyn Wong-Neal, and Laura Sedol does her Sid Talk segment updating you on everything you need to know from the weekend. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. If We Were Writing is a production of Live Feisty Media. Join us on our group ride. All right, we have a super big group ride this week. Sarah is back with us, and we have a special guest. Sid is joining us on our group ride. Everybody say hi, Sid.
Hi, Sid. Everyone. Thanks for letting me join.
And this is going to be our last episode of the year. We'll be back in January, because we're going to take a two-week break. I feel like we all need a break this year, don't you?
I don't know. I took a break last week, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I feel like I've just come back from holiday, but I still feel like I need a break. I feel like it was more stressful traveling than it was like doing anything else.
This isn't one of those things where like, you know, my editors used to say like, that sounds like a Kelly problem. I'd be like, yeah, a lot of people are really stressed out right now. And they'd be like, no, I think that's you. So what are you guys doing for the holidays then?
Right now I am literally working on my Christmas cards while we're recording.
Oh, you're writing them as we're recording? Interesting.
No, I mean, see, here we are. I mean, it's a podcast, so you can't see.
Super cute family photo.
Super cute family photo. Just got them printed.
Nice. As long as you're not trying to, you know, send personalized notes while we're podcasting.
Can you imagine? You'd be like, if I did that, I'd start writing, you know, wishing you a Merry Christmas, and then like, accidentally verge into and Daniela Reef in, you know, in or something.
Yeah,
like that. And
I'm not that good at multitasking.
Would get a Christmas card and be like, what does this mean?
Because I am trying to decide if we should get a Christmas tree, and maybe do you guys do real Christmas trees? And most importantly, I'm trying to decide if we should go to one of those places where they give you a saw and let you cut down your own Christmas tree.
Yeah, that's gonna be really cool. I've never done that. Surely you got to do that.
Wait, do they do that in California? I feel like you're too granola over there.
Yes, they do.
Granola? What does granola have to
do? He's trying to say we're too hippie. We don't let you cut down trees. But that is
As someone that grew up there, that is what I meant. Yeah, they're tree huggers.
Jocelyn. I had to visit a Christmas tree farm a few weeks ago for my other half of my job life. And they are real, okay?
Okay.
They're here. Yeah, no. Oregon, the hub. Did you know that?
For Christmas tree farms? Mm-hmm. It's killing those baby trees.
My grandmother used to keep her Christmas tree in the attic with all the decorations already on it. All we had to do was take that sucker downstairs and stick it in the corner.
That's impressive. Like, how do they stay on? Are they like super glued on?
It was like one of those pre-lit Christmas trees. Uh-huh. And then she had like... Uh-huh. They were, I think, blue and green bows and drag it downstairs and plug it in.
Minimal effort. I mean, I like that. It's very efficient.
Yeah.
Yeah. About 4 hours ago, we chopped one down. So.
Well, yeah, but you like to live in the woods, so that makes more sense.
Yeah, they just walked out into the back garden.
Went to the backyard, chopped it down. Had to scare out a few raccoons first.
Right.
Well, most of my Christmas decorations are either in a box in New Zealand still from pre-pandemic or in Spain. So I've kind of had to elaborate. I haven't got a real Christmas tree. I'm just looking. I've got one that hangs on the wall. I'm looking. It's over there. But that's, I'm going home for Christmas back to my parents. And I kind of like, that's one of the things I like about going home, because mom does do everything.
Right.
Like decorate. We've got, they've got a big old house and it's like wreaths and big real Christmas tree and everything like that. But I am in a panic because we also have to make homemade Christmas presents for stockings for the family. We've done this for years and it stresses me every year because I'm like not really that artistic. Or
what kind of stuff do you make?
Well, actually, they're probably not going to listen to this podcast.
Okay.
Probably, we've had everything like belts, lights, lamps, toys. Actually, I can, this again, this is a podcast, so like nobody can see, but this was made by one of the family members.
Right. Which is for like our listeners, piping. It's like a copper heart.
Copper pipe. Yeah. Copper piping made into love heart. So yeah. And I got back from Patagonia and I was like a bit stressed from getting back, or tired, I should say, from the race. And then I was like, oh my God, I've got like 10 days before I go back to the UK and I still have 3 homemade presents to make.
They're going to let you get on the plane with copper pipes.
No, that's from before.
Oh, that's from before.
Okay, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Don't you think this is
even get on with bottled water?
Yeah, and decided I'd make like homemade Christmas decorations as well. Like I've just given myself like the stupid task.
I think
be all Christmassy.
This is when everyone gets a mixtape.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
That is homemade.
Yeah.
Mixtape. Sarah's like, what the fuck?
All the bad music of Christmas past, that's what a mixtape is.
What do you do a mixtape on nowadays, though? Like, right. Just like a Spotify playlist?
Playlist.
Hey, it's, you can't even touch it. It's ethereal.
All right. We are actually going to talk about triathlon today, I promise. We are going to talk about all of our favorite moments of the year and what we're looking forward to next year. And of course, we'll end with Sarah's last random question of 2023 after this break.
Chasing epic is the essence of the Orca brand. It's about seeking moments in life that make us feel truly alive and connected to the beauty of the world around us. And let's be honest, with a lot of swim, bike, and run, we get to see a lot of beauty. Orca's been a longtime partner of Feisty, and we work with them year after year because we love their products and their commitment to creating amazing wetsuits made for women. I absolutely love my Orca wetsuit. Apex is number one, but there's a range of triathlon wetsuits. You can choose between flexibility, buoyancy, or a combination of both. Really, there's a wetsuit for every triathlete and for all of your epic adventures. As a Feisty listener, you can get 15% off with the code IRONWOMEN15 at orca.com. Get out there and chase some epic, friends.
So Jocelyn, I know, you know, we're getting older and aging and you've been using Aminocos Heal as part of your like post-workout recovery, right?
Yeah, it seems like after I became a mom and then turned 40, my recovering abilities really tanked. So as you remember, I then tore my meniscus, had to get surgery in my knee, and now I've had this lingering ligament injury in my foot. So I've been adding a scoop of the chocolate flavored Heal to like either a glass of chocolate milk or a recovery smoothie. And I love that it helps accelerate muscle repair and reduce inflammation so I can keep training and racing hard in my 40s.
Yeah. And so you use the Aminoco Heal chocolate. How do you like it? How's it taste?
It tastes pretty good. I mix it up with a bunch of stuff. So it's like, tastes like a chocolate shake.
And all Aminoco products are 100% science backed. It's, you know, Feisty's go-to essential amino acids. And you can get 30% off with the code writing, as in if we were writing, at aminoco.com/writing. You'll also get a free gift for new purchasers. That's Aminoco, aminoco.com/writing. And use the code writing at checkout for 30% off and a free gift.
All right, Alyssa, I'm like starting to swim more again. And I feel like you were swimming a lot last year with one water. And how did you keep your hair from getting so destroyed?
I was swimming so much last year, and I used Try Hard, Kelly, and I still swear by it. They have extensively researched this problem and created a superior vegan, dermatologically tested proprietary blend. Try Hard has shampoo, conditioner, body wash, and more stuff. Everything you're going to need for your pre and post swim necessities. I've also seen that top pros like Chelsea Sodaro and Lucy Charles Barkley also praise the effectiveness of Try Hard. I think it's like definitely changed how good I feel just coming out of chlorine.
And we have a code right now too for anyone who wants to try, you know, try hard and stop suffering from dry, itchy skin, having their hair get all, you know, green, which happens to me because mine's like super blonde and get all beat up. You can try any of the Try Hard products with the code 20feisty, that's 20feisty, for 20% off store-wide at tryhard.co. So that's 20feisty for 20% off at tryhard.co. All right, I told you all that you couldn't pick Kona as your favorite thing. So first, we're just going to talk about Kona because I felt like if we were like, oh, what was the biggest, most interesting thing in like women's tri this year? It's like your instinct is to be like, oh, the all women's Ironman World Champ. So we can't all say that. So let's just go ahead and say like that was really cool. And what was your favorite part about that?
That it was all women?
Right, sure.
You Jocelyn's mic.
It was really nice though. I like was not, and I mean Sarah, I think, and Sid will back me up with this on the grounds. Like I had not anticipated like how nice it would be to have not men there. Like I like guys. I have plenty of guys that are friends that are guys. And it was just nice to like be like, oh, we can do all the jobs. We get all of the stage. We are entirely here.
I think, yeah. I don't know what Sarah felt. I think that was the biggest thing that I kind of was a sort of light bulb moment or not, maybe like we went to some of the events with brands during the week. Yeah. And, you know, like for me, so the Hoka event and stuff. And I'm suddenly like, you know, you're looking around and I'm like, oh, actually, this is just for us. Like it's the whole attention is just on the women. And that was like, that was really cool. Like we weren't just an add-on or yeah, only given part
the rehearsal
part focus. As the rehearsal,
as people kept saying to me last year.
Yeah, yeah, last year we were the rehearsal and are often the rehearsal for other events that do 2 days now. Yeah. But yeah,
I like the cleaner coverage. I wasn't there, so watching it on YouTube, the coverage was a lot cleaner. And this is the first time I've known personally a lot of people that were there, so I had a lot more fun tracking everybody.
Yeah, I think I was really concerned it was going to be like the equivalent of Shrink It and Pink It, where it would feel as though it was minimizing what all the women were doing. And instead it felt very much equivalent to the race situation you would see for a whole bunch of men. Like it wasn't dumbed down. The coverage was good. It wasn't like yay, yay women, like too much like girl power nonsense. There was a
lot of that.
A little bit.
But it wasn't too much. Yeah, to your point, like we still covered the sport. Yeah.
But the racing was off the chain, so there was no way it was gonna be like that. The strategy and everything. It was exciting.
Yeah, I think that was part of it. From following from Sarah's point, the fact that we had the best, the top women. Like there wasn't anybody missing from that start. Okay, you've got some half distance specialists that haven't stepped up and, you know, might not step up, and that's fine, to the full distance. But if you looked at full distance specialists in the world, everybody was there. And I don't think that's kind of ever happened. Like there's normally a couple that are injured or haven't, for whatever reason, aren't there. But this year, and that's what I think helped us get the recognition, and it wasn't the Shrink and Pink, because everyone was actually like, oh shit, this is the best start list that we've seen.
Yeah, but it could have easily been like with the marketing, the brands. I was a little worried you'd walk by the expo and it would be all like, you know, peace and love and happiness and unicorns and no, it was it was racing, it was athletes.
It was racing, yeah,
Yeah.
There were like and you could, I mean, there was points where it would like come and go, right? Like, I mean, you were at the press conference where I, like, there got to be a point where I was like, okay, I'm tired of too many mom questions. And I had to like get up and ask some random strategy question just because I was like, I can't handle another like feel good mom question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. So like, it was like up and down like that all week where you were like, okay, well, enough with the little girl sobbing. That's nice. Like, that was a whole thing. But then we had to like go back. So
I like the amazing finisher rates. How they basically broke records for the first time all the swimmers finished, and then how many, the percentage of the field, which really went against a lot of the naysayers saying like, oh, like this is like a weaker field, you're letting, like it's too easy to get in. And then just like the amount, I think the amount of the elite women that finish under 9 hours, and then the percentage of the field of the age groupers that finish under 12 hours.
It was a lot.
It was just like elevated the women's field from anything we'd seen before.
It also made it very easy to shut down. Like, I got my massage guy a couple weeks ago. I was like, well, I heard it was so easy to get in this year. And I was like, well, let me quote some numbers at you.
Mm-hmm. So... yeah, I think it really says some good things about the future of the sport and where we are right now. And, you know, what happens when you give women the opportunity to shine in races?
Absolutely.
You know, when you make it a little quote unquote easier for the amateur athletes to qualify.
Right.
I mean, the pro women too.
It was way too hard for too long. It was ridiculous. So now, yeah.
And even as the age group, where I can speak for like male interference, especially on the bike. Mm-hmm. I've had to soft pedal plenty of times.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, you pass them and then all of a sudden they don't want to be passed and then they cut and block you. It's hard. It makes it harder.
Oh, yeah. It's annoying.
Yeah.
All right. So we got all of our Kona feel. So now we can move on. The other non-Kona things. And everybody has to pick one. Who wants to go first? What was your favorite moment from this year? I feel like you want me to pick on you. Jocelyn.
My favorite triathlon moment was when Emma Pellet Brown got her period during a race, and that photo went viral because some dude like was like, this is like embarrassing, and she's like, let me talk about it.
And that was your favorite moment of the whole year.
I just love that it like she like owned it and she made it like a thing where, oh yeah, like 50% of the population has periods. Like, what's the big deal? And I really love that, the impact it had.
I did like, it was like in some random, I was reading some other random not triathlon thing, like in like Elle magazine today. And they like mentioned that. And I was like, what? Like this
oh,
is
it went, other, yeah, it went everywhere. Global and viral, like particularly in the UK as well. I don't know over here, but a lot of the other like it was on I even heard it on like BBC Radio 2, which is like one of the national broadcasters. They literally mentioned her picture and her name, like talking randomly about stuff. I was like, wow, that's pretty amazing.
All right. Good pick. Good pick. Did not see that one coming.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, do you need me to call on you, Sarah?
Sure, sure. I was going to say Roth was like pretty epic. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that was probably our only like Ironman distance. I was going to say Ironman, but Ironman distance, men's, women's world championship equivalent, like same day race. And it was really cool to follow.
Did you?
I mean, Danielle, I've never done it.
You never done it.
But it just seems like it was an absolutely insane day from Danielle and from the other women, and super cool. Super cool to like be able for Danielle to be able to put that up there. Cause I know obviously Kona she didn't knock it out of the park as she has in the past, but just be like, yeah, she is the greatest. And you can't forget that.
She really is.
Just look back to July. Like,
yeah,
that was insane.
It was insane.
And don't discount her moving forward.
Never.
Never. Cause like, I think the memory of the sport's so short sometimes. Like people forgetting that she's there at Kona. It's like, seriously, did you see what she did in July? Yeah.
I think she's not as consistently up there as she used to be, but you can never write her off because she can pull when she's on.
she'll do a performance like Roth. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Leave everyone in the dust. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like how she owns it when she wins. Yeah. I sometimes want to be, oh, I just want to thank. She's like, no, yo, I did this. I love that. I love that.
She was so down at Roth. I was talking to old Sarah Gross, when we were in, and she's like, oh, yeah. Like Anne Hogg was there. Like you like forgot the people she would like beat because she won by Chelsea, right? Like it was so many. It was so many minutes because it was so such a crazy race. Like
no, it was a stacked field, and she was just head and shoulders above everybody else.
I think it was all like went because I picked Roth as well from that from that element of like just I was there watching and kind of working at the race. And I remember seeing her come out of the water on Fenella's feet. And I was just like, oh, shit. Like, this is on, like, that's just, and it was, yeah, from then on, I think, like, with, yeah, Chelsea was there and Annie and that performance.
Lisa,
Lisa, Laura Fenella, Phillip. Laura Phillip, right, that's right. Yep, it was just, yeah. It was pretty like pretty good. Level. I did pick a second one in case someone picked.
In case someone one. Picked Roth. Okay, yeah. We'll let you have a second one.
So Roth was my first one of the moment of the year. And then I do think like the PTO US Open.
That was fun.
Like Taylor, but mine was like Taylor's performance I thought was great. And that's kind of like the first sort of, we all knew she was good, but it's that sign that she is stepping up. And it was obviously before Kona. But actually like just that again, and unfortunately we didn't really see it on the coverage, but the race for like the lower rankings, and this is where I think the coverage we need to get better, like the what was it, the Kat, Ellie,
it was like 4th through 7th was like
yeah seconds, and yeah. That sort of sprint finish yeah. And I just think the caliber of women's racing as well there is lifting up, and it's super exciting. So that was my like my second moment if someone else said Roth.
Yeah, no, that's true. It was like really, really close, like being there. Yeah, it was like super, super tight racing. Well, to piggyback on top of that, I think how successfully that whole race weekend went,
right,
I think really demonstrates that the festival idea is
Oh, with nationals. How we
have to. Yeah, it's how we have to move forward. Yeah,
you have to do festivals right there, right? You know how like everyone calls something a festival.
Yeah,
except, you know that's not happening, right? And then you like show up to like the local Olympics. That's like we're having a festival, and it's like, and you're like, there's 50 people doing a 5K. Like, why? Why do I care about this? Right?
Passing out cowbells doesn't make it a festival.
And then they're like, and then they like want you to stay. They're trying to. They're like, oh, it's a festival. You should stay. And you're like, you don't have food. You don't have drinks.
And why then they'll have vendors for like home improvement projects.
wait, what? Like, what kind of
festival have you been to?
That actually sounds kind of great.
Yeah, I was like, where is this?
I tried to take my child to festivals that I thought were like family friendly, and it was like, it's all just like, this is a gutter company.
Wait, are you like... talking about actual festivals or triathlon festivals?
I was going to say, actual festival. I'm thinking music festival.
There are triathlon expos that have a strange vendors. Okay.
Okay. Noted. That took a turn. all right. My Khadija, do you want to go? Or do you want me to go?
I enjoyed being at the WT finals. That was it was kind of like a festival.
Did it have
Pontevedra, yeah. And I really, that's the second or third time I've been to Pontevedra. I really like that area. The cycling is great, lots of trails to run on. And I like crit racing, and so the bike portion of it, I was hanging over the railing, hollering in English and Spanish, going nuts. So I really enjoyed that.
And you got you flew with your bike, so you didn't have
yes I have my bike, thank you very much.
Your experience was not tainted by a missing bicycle that's held hostage somewhere.
I feel like there are some people who would not put that on their top moment of the year.
180 of them.
Yeah, but that and the swimming and doing the alligator lighthouse swim, that was the first time I entered an event that I wasn't confident I was going to finish. So I was just like, I knew I could do it, but then I wasn't sure if I could do it. So I just dove in and took off and kept swimming.
This is how I feel about UTMB. See, this is why I need to, because I'm not sure I can do it. So I got to do it.
Yeah. I'm just reading the book
I've just finished the book about UTMB.
Oh, about UTMB.
Just about nearly finishing. Yeah.
There you go.
It's pretty cool. All right, that's good. It's a good pick though, because my pick was going to be being at the Paris Test Event, which was super, super cool. And I think like one, it was really, really cool to see. I think triathlon's going to be a marquee event at the Paris Olympics, like just seeing how they've set it up and everything. Like, I think it's like, it's designed to bring out crowds, to be like iconic. It's going to be on like prime time in France, right? Like, I think they've really like set it up that way. And it was also like, man, Beth Potter's, like, if, like, I think a lot of people have it, people haven't appreciated enough how crazy it is that she was a track and field Olympian 8 years ago. And then she, and to get named to the British team, she had to win her podium both at Paris and at the world final. And she just like did it. Like, that's, I mean, it's going to be a great, like, it'll be a different race next year if Georgia Taylor Brown comes back, if Laura Duffy comes back, which I know is like a big if, but that was, it was really, it was pretty cool to watch.
Yeah.
And the mixed relay is crazy on that, like, on that course. Yeah.
I just think it will be a different race with, I think Taylor Nim's going to be in a different league next year.
Oh yeah. I think it's going to be a different, like, I think this year, Cassandra Rogran and Beth Potter were able to like do what they do. And I don't think that's necessarily going to be the case at the Olympics next year, but still, I think enough people have not appreciated like how crazy Beth's season and like transition.
Yeah. Cause she didn't used to be, she came across and everyone's like, oh, but she can't swim or she can't.
Right.
Right, she can just run.
Right.
But yeah, that's, she's now kind of the package.
And you think about like how many runners, think about like all the elite pro runners who've been like, I could do triathlon.
Yes.
And they like try, and they just like bomb out crazy, right? Like, it's actually very hard.
It's humbling, isn't it?
I remember when, do you guys remember when Alan Webb was gonna?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh, yes.
I definitely got in some fights with like his wife about that. Cause I was like, he was just like, oh,
it was
I'll
personal.
Be. He
okay.
was like, I'll be, he was just like way too cocky that it was going to be easy. Yeah.
Well, what I didn't understand was if an athlete's already totally burnt out and fried in one sport, what's the likelihood they're going to want to take on three sports?
Exactly.
Like, all of a sudden, like, you're gonna get the mojo back that you haven't had in many years.
Times three. Yeah.
Yeah. It makes sense, Sarah. All right. Were those all of our favorite moments? Were there any favorite moments we missed? I mean, overall, I think we got the point. Like, it was really exciting racing this year.
Yeah.
How about the favorite moment of this podcast happening and rebranding?
What is that year? Okay.
Yes,
right.
That was of my favorites, getting asked to join the group ride.
Bigger and better than ever. All right. So then if we're looking forward, because when we come back, it'll be 2024. What are you looking forward to next year? I'm going to tell you guys, I'm very excited. I know this is like, since I was just on a theme, or old Sarah has decided me and her going to the Olympics to do coverage.
I thought we were
going
to call her Classic Sarah.
Sorry, Sarah 1.0, Classic Sarah. Okay. Who runs Feisty has decided we're going to go to the Olympics and like wander around the streets and, you know, ask, do like social viral coverage, asking people any questions. So I'm very excited about this. I have tickets. It's going to be very cool.
Do you have tickets for
track
other sports?
And swimming?
Ooh.
Oh my God,
triathlon?
You got swimming.
Oh, well, it's out on the road.
Yeah. You got swimming. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Those are hard.
Had to like, you know what I mean? You had to like go to the lottery to find tickets that were only $300. Yeah. It was a whole thing. Yeah.
What's the date of the triathlon?
July 30th and 31st for the men's and the women's.
Where will I be then?
Have you been to Olympics before, Kelly?
I went to the Atlanta Games. And let me tell you a fun story about when you, back in the day, you know how now to get tickets to the Olympics, there's like an online lottery. You like just like, back in the day, it was like sorority style matching. You like filled out this form and you ranked in order like your preferred events. And then they would like match up your ranking preferred with like what tickets. And then you would like get back in the mail, like, these are the tickets you have received.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think.
It was crazy.
When was Atlanta?
96.
96. Yeah. My parents had just moved to Atlanta. They actually hosted a family from.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I can't remember. I know they spoke Spanish though, because that's why they picked.
So you got selected.
My family, yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't there at the time. I was in school, but
I went to Georgia Tech after Atlanta hosted the games, and our swimming pool was the one that was in the Olympics, and the dorm I lived in my first year was the Olympic housing.
Oh,
that's probably the closest I've gotten to the Olympics.
Have you been to the down in LA, there's like the Coliseum pool, and it's like super, super slow because they haven't like renovated it since like 68 or 64 or whatever it is.
Not been to that one.
Well,
how
it's $3. It's $3.
Oh yeah,
yes, Khadija.
I always swim in slow pools.
It's like Jello. That's how all the pools I swim in are.
There are actually slow pools and fast pools, like legitimately.
I often think it's just my lane that's slow. No. That happens.
Same.
You guys, there are actually slow pools and fast pools. Sarah will back me up on this.
Yes.
I'm waiting for Sarah to jump in about her Olympic stories and that she's been to the Olympics.
No.
Just watching.
I'm more interested in, just thinking about Jell-O pool.
Yes.
Like, and then I'm like, Jell-O, when's the last time I had Jell-O?
That's where you went. Yeah. Oh my God, I did have a day at the pool, one of those like, this is probably meters. It's not yards. That's what's happening.
I have that all the time in the US. It's so confusing. I'm like, damn.
All right. Other than the Olympics, though, what else are we looking forward to next year?
Our croissant shirts.
No.
Yes. I think maybe like Lake Placid.
Oh yeah, we're all doing Lake Placid. That's great. Yeah.
There we go.
I actually have a coach now. I met with my coach for the first time today. So I've never had a coach, so that'll be interesting.
I am not doing Lake Placid.
But you're coming up to hang out.
All right, I think it's like a 5 or 6 hour drive.
Yeah, whatever. That's
short in the US, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just like a daily. Yeah.
I'm driving all the way from Atlanta, so you can drive from where you're.
How long?
There's room in the van.
Oh my gosh. You can pick me up along the way. I bet I'm on the way.
I'm already picking up Zsa Zsa, so I can't.
I mean, obviously, we're all going to go to Nice together, of course,
to eat croissants.
That's what I took away from this, yes.
Croissants. And to get exclusive NQ shirts.
Oh, Nice qualified, right. Yeah. I was like, NQ.
NQ24.
I do think Nice will be cool, though.
I was like, is that a hip-hop group? I don't know.
Possibly as well. Could be.
We could start one.
Oh, no. I already got you in a lace front wig, Sarah. We can't. Your husband would kill me.
Bring it. Makeover time.
Eyelashes.
Nice will be cool, though. I do think it'll be cool to have. I'm like, it's not going to be the same as Kona, like we've talked about a bunch, but I think it'll be really cool to have all women's Ironman over there.
Looking forward to?
What?
Gloating after we see the DNF rates from Kona for the men. And hearing how miserable their experience was with all the women there. Like, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, I feel bad for the locals.
The expo was going to be everybody flexing and all kinds.
Yes.
I reckon the locals are going to be bring back the women. Bring back the women.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only women. Yeah. Women's World Championship only from now on.
Yeah, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Like, no, we want to, because we want you to have the coverage. No, we're good. We're good.
like, women only ever or nothing.
All right, is that all we're looking forward to next year? I feel like there are a lot of other things happening next year.
The funny thing was, so I took a very boring like race line, but then I was like, then you mentioned the Olympics. I was like, oh, I had forgotten it was the Olympics next year. And then I was like, oh, and I've forgotten it. We're in Nice, and I've forgotten that it's 70.3 worlds in Topor. And my thing I'd picked was I don't know whether it's exciting, but I'm intrigued to see from a professional side of things how the PTO series plays out with the Ironman.
The Ironman series.
And who picks which of the few athletes try and do both. And then if they sandbag the PTO, because they're obviously just getting a contract to start with paid, and then try and do. So, yeah, a little bit controversial. I'm not sure it's like an excitement thing.
It's interesting. Yeah.
We like controversies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then within that, there's going to be some great racing, I think, on both sides. And then obviously you've then add in Olympics, Nice, Topor. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because PTO, when they first announced, when I was like, "Oh, shots fired," and then
and now they're like, "We don't
came
have
right back at
the
it.
Race
like,
schedule
oh.
yet."
I know they were like, "Oh, oops, our bad. We'll have it in early 2024," which is just like that's just not going to work, guys.
It's a BS.
Like, people are just not going to like. There's definitely not going to get age groupers at that point because Khadija has her schedule planned for the next 4 years, like.
Oh, and speaking of age groupers, I'm excited that Nationals is within driving distance, like very, very close driving distance, less than an hour and a half.
Atlantic City, is that?
Atlantic City. So, and maybe it's a PTO race too. Maybe it's not. We don't know.
We don't know.
I can't say. They haven't announced it.
Sid might know, but she can't say.
She can't say.
Okay.
So pros and cons. Pros, it's drivable distance. Cons, it's Atlantic City.
Right.
Cons, it's it is the week before Nice, but I don't have a Nice slot yet.
But you're going to get one.
I really hope I get one at Eagle Man so I don't have to do Lake Placid. I don't want to do more than one Ironman every 10 years.
Well, you know Lake Placid is sold out because all of us are doing it, obviously.
Okay.
So
I don't have to do, I just got to. I just got to do well at Eagle Man.
Yeah.
I would imagine, I don't think I'm like saying anything controversial here. If it's the week before Nice, I would imagine there isn't a PTO race at that racing as there's also one the week after Nice, which has already been announced. So I'm okay.
Yeah. You're like, hypothetically, would not,
I'm not sure.
That would not go well.
However, saying that, anything, it might have all changed and...
Anything is possible.
Yes.
But that's the Iron Man slogan. That's the PTO slogan.
Wait a second.
All right, I said that embarrassingly at Challenge Roth at the press conference like a few years ago. Like, I think I'd come back. And obviously it was, again, I think it must have been the year before last and stacked field. And I think they were talking about, you know, whether you could win. And I stupidly just finished it off and said, you know, but, you know, anything could happen or anything is possible. And as soon as I said it, I was like, oh god, what have I just done on the press conference at Challenge?
Have you guys in French, the Ironman slogan translates to impossible is nothing,
which is Adidas,
which is like an interesting version, you know, you're like, oh
yeah, because they switch everything around.
They switch
around. You're like, it's the same in Spanish.
Spanish, yeah. Mm.
There you go. Kind of like when you're in like the UK and they cheer on the sidelines. They don't yell, you can get him. They yell, he can be gotten, which I think is like a much more interesting. That when I was doing like a 5K and I thought that was in Ireland. Maybe it's an Irish thing, which I think is like a really interesting way to cheer. It's like, we don't know if you're going to do it or not. He can be caught. You might not, you know, like it just changes it around.
You know, in Chinese, they say jia yo, which literally means pump gas.
Wasn't that a song?
Well, there's a number of ways that could be taken. All right.
Sarah, did you tell us what you're looking forward to next year?
I said Lake Placid.
Oh, right. Lake Placid.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting Lake Placid isn't circled on everyone's calendar in the whole world.
I'm going to go over, at the very least, I'm going to go over and cheer people on.
Good.
And just, like, you know, enjoy your suffering.
Yeah. There you go. Anything, I'm trying to think. I'm like, I actually I hate making plans at this point because the last however many years have taught us that like making plans is a terrible idea. But
making plans is a terrible idea.
I know. Don't tell Khadija. This is like ruining her life. But no, I mean, like everything, right? You can't predict, like the world could change in the next year, right? Like every time I've been like, oh, this is what I'm going to do. Like everything goes to hell or things change. But in the summer, I am in theory, right after Lake Placid, going to the Paris Olympics and then the Tour de France Femmes and then Ironman World Championships in Nice. And so I'm like, it's going to be, I mean, for all that we've established, I love France. It's going to be a kind
That's
of
croissants.
Gonna,
that is amazing. Yeah. Oh, I'm a little bit jealous of that.
It's going to be kind of crazy.
That'd be pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
You could get a little apartment.
Well, that's what original Sarah is going to do.
Sarah original. The origin. OG Sarah. I'm excited about getting the conclusion to the the bike heist. Like, are these hostages getting saved? It has to, I mean, they got to get saved next year, right? Unless it's going to happen in the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was, I was surprised by the number of people who trusted them with their bikes for Cozumel and all these other races. There is no up. You couldn't have taken my bike for free.
But didn't Iron Man step in and kind of cover that? I don't know. That's
well,
what
for the journey out there, but not the journey back home. Which
but
is
I think
Khadija,
like, you have to turn it in so early in advance. I think some people had already turned their bikes in.
Yeah, I was going to say, they probably, you have to turn it in, don't you? Like, four weeks out.
Yeah, but even coming home, I would have been traveling with an empty bike case.
Oh, there is no way.
There is no, but there's people that just, good luck with that.
Do you remember in high school when, like, the rich girl had, like, the pants that you always wanted and she didn't, like, care and she would, like, fall down in the mud in them and you'd be like, oh my God, I would love to have those pants. And she'd be like, whatever, I don't care, I have seven pairs. Maybe it's like that.
Yeah, it is. I think that is possible as well.
Weirdly specific, Kelly. Okay, what was her name?
Yeah. What were the colored pants? Because I'm pretty sure you know them as well.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, guys. There's a Heather in every high school, you know.
We had school uniform. Didn't have that option. There was no wanting other people's school uniform.
Did it have Juicy on the butt?
No. Oh my God. That's not a thing, guys.
Not Juicy. Sarah already has a lace front wig.
I'm just saying, high school, like, time-wise, I feel like they may have been Juicy pants.
Oh my gosh.
I keep forgetting, like, how far behind in, you know, the trends make it to New Hampshire or whatever. All right, to finish out the year, I mean, we did our AMA episode, but to finish out the year, Sarah, what's your final random question of the year?
Do you have correct me if I'm wrong. Did I hear that Super League is changing their name?
Well, they just the big US races, they're calling the triathlon majors.
Okay. All right. Because my question would be, what would you name Super League?
I would name it Super Duper League.
Okay. I'd name it Overcomplicated League.
Dude, the problem with Super League is every time you type that into Google, it like pulls up rugby.
Soccer.
Yeah, soccer or rugby. And yeah.
Really? Nothing. Okay. Wait,
what if you Google Super Duper League?
I don't think that's a thing.
Well, I think Jocelyn's gonna create her own competitive series with So this is gonna be a Jocelyn related question. What's everybody's pick for the juiciest piece of gossip that comes out of triathlon for next year?
I thought you were gonna say for this year, and I was like, I can't tell you, man.
we're forecasting into the future. We're just gonna make something up right here.
Okay, here's my, this is not like, okay, ready here, I'm going hot take or hot, what was that, that was that, the hottest hot take.
Yeah,
I think triathlon is poised, for better or worse, to have kind of its like Me Too moment. And so what I think is we're going to start to hear a whole bunch more like random toxic like rumors, like, and you know what
like
I mean?
The like Sky Munch interview.
Well, like hers, like it's just, I'm not saying that that was like abusive. I'm just saying like there's a whole lot out there that you hear from everyone and you've heard for decades and decades and decades, and we all know it. And obviously the problem, or not the problem, but one of the things with those moments is when they happen, it just becomes like this avalanche of cascade, and like people who are just like shitty people but didn't like break a law get swept up in it too, right? Like it becomes everything. And I think triathlon might be, I mean, I've been wondering for a couple of years why it hasn't happened, and I'm just like, I'm reading the vibe, guys. And I think that's my hot take, juiciest gossip for next year.
Uh-huh. Ooh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, Jocelyn, I know you. You have something good.
Okay. We're going to have a huge doping scandal.
Well, yeah, that's probably true too, yeah.
And it's going to get ugly, and there's going to be, like, somebody that's like, was it Tyler Hamilton that, like, told on Lance Armstrong?
But no, it was Floyd Landis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Someone's going to get busted and be like, oh yeah, if you give me a shorter sentence, I'll tell you like all my training partners and where we get our stuff from.
That's going to happen.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Well, you don't like it, but.
Yeah. I'm going with, there's going to be a an Olympic love triangle.
Well, that's just, well, duh.
And love triangles.
And somebody of the three is going to get a gold medal. Like, somebody else is going to be heartbroken. And the third person is going to go on and write a tell-all book.
Hasn't that already kind of happened?
This is why I was saying, I'm like, Sarah, I feel like you're just stating facts. Except for the book part. But
someone's going to sleep with someone on the selection committee and get selected.
No, that has already happened as well. That happens.
We tried to mute Jocelyn's mic earlier today.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
That happens all the time in Federation.
Podcast. You can't all talk at once over each other. And also, I feel like Sarah was on the selection committee before and no one slept with her. Okay.
Like, you don't know that.
All right. Other federations, we might say, have had controversy like that.
I promise not to say anything crazy. Oh my gosh.
All right. Well, Khadija, now's your chance. Say something crazy.
I didn't have anything crazy. I was just looking forward to the battle between PTO and Iron Man.
Sure.
I think somebody's going to offer more money or do something. I think it's just going to be a back and forth over who wants to own it all.
This challenge.
I know. Andrew Messick is going to work for PTO.
Ooh. Or vice versa.
That would be juicy.
Or the other way, Sam Renouf is going to work for Iron
Man. There you go.
That's more likely. That's for damn sure. All right, Sid, you get the last one. What's your wild?
The gossip. All right, I'm going to go. It's like, I think what a prominent name in the sport, so a high profile athlete, is going to go on a reality TV program. You know, like the Ted Lasso. Football went on Love Island, I think. So I thought Sarah was going to say about the love triangle and like one's a gold medal, one's going to get hurt, and the other one's going to go on reality TV.
One's going to go on something. The Bachelor. And
you're totally right.
Or too hot to handle.
Forget the book.
That's actually a good idea. Wasn't there some race that was on an island a couple years ago or something like that? They could do it there.
Yeah. The one in the Bahamas. Do you guys ever watch Too Hot to Handle? I bet somebody could go on that. That was great. They are, the whole thing with Too Hot to Handle is you're not allowed to have sex or you lose the money.
Who would be your pick though for going on a reality TV program?
I mean, basically any of the dudes. All right. Well, spend a year.
So a bunch of dudes on an island. You're just talking Kona.
No, I'm just saying, like, out of all the triathletes.
That's the reality TV program, Kona.
It's like Too Hot to Handle. Too Hot to Handle is like, oh, we want to put a triathlete in here. Because, like, people weirdly think, like, in their head, they're like, oh, they're fit. They'll be attractive. They, like, don't quite know. Right. And they're like, oh, we want a triathlete. I'm telling you, like, basically any of the men would raise their hand. Right. Like, if you think of any triathlon dude in the top, I'm talking like the big names, who would not, like, sign up for that, they all would. You know.
Think so. No, because it's too much of disruption to training.
That's what I was thinking. They're going to struggle with the training element.
Oh, interesting. Yeah,
they're going to be running on the stop or something.
Sam Laidlow wouldn't go on one of those in a second. He definitely would.
Well, as long as they could train, they can't train. You can't train on a reality TV show.
I mean, we don't know what his dating life is like.
Oh, we know.
I don't know what is. I mean, film me in because I'm not.
That's an off air.
Yeah, you're like he would fit right in on Too Hot to Handle. I think is our general.
Okay, you know what? We are going to wrap up this podcast episode and stop recording. But it's been a lovely year with our If We Were Writing people, and we can't wait to check in with you in 2024. None of you people can tell me to stop. My town, my crown. We know what it takes to be reaching the top. We're reaching the top. We're reaching the top. We know what it takes to be reaching the top.
Iron Women is excited to announce a new partnership with Bicycle, the largest global marketplace for pre-owned bikes. With more than 20,000 pre-owned and refurbished road, gravel, mountain, and triathlon bikes available, Bicycle connects buyers and sellers on a global scale and makes the process of buying and selling bikes safe, easy, and convenient for riders. We all know there are plenty of marketplaces and classified sites out there, but what sets Bicycle apart is their guaranteed buyer protection, secure payments, simple shipping, and first-class customer service. Additionally, when you sell a bike, Bicycle provides a bike box directly to your door and coordinates pickup at a time that works best for your schedule. That kind of service has me swayed, and I'm cleaning up one of my old race bikes to sell on Bicycle right now. For a limited time, you can save up to $100 on your purchase at Bicycle by entering the code FEISTYTRY, all caps and one word, at checkout. That's code FEISTYTRY at bicycle.com. BUYCYCLE.com.